بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا أراد الله تعالى رحمة أمة قبض نبيها قبلها وجعله لها فرة وسلفا بين يديها، وإذا أراد هلكة أمة عذبها ونبيها حي فأهلكها وهو حي ينظر، فأقر عينه بهلاكها حين كذبوه وعصوا أمره. رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, when Allah Ta'ala intends to show mercy upon any nation, when Allah wants to show mercy upon any nation, Allah Ta'ala takes away that Nabi, the Nabi who came to the nation, Allah takes him away before the nation. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him maut before the rest of the nation. فَجَعَلَهُ لَهَا فَرَةً وَسَلَفًا بَيْنَ يَدِيهَا. And this Nabi then becomes a forerunner, he becomes a salafan, a predecessor before them. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ هَلَكَةَ أُمَّةً. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to destroy any nation, then Allah ta'ala punishes the nation whilst the Nabi is still alive. فَأَهْلَكَهَا وَهُوَ حَيٌّ يَنْظُرُ. Allah destroys his nation whilst the Nabi is alive and he's watching how Allah is punishing his nation. Why? فَأَقَرَّ عَيْنَهُ بِهَلَاكِهَا. Allah Ta'ala cools his eye by destroying his nation. حِينَ كَذَّبُهُ وَعَصُوا أَمْرَهُ. Because they rejected him and they disobeyed his command. So we find, like in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam worked with great effort. He made great effort day and night, day and night, day and night, calling the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they used to stuff their fingers in the ears. They would cover their heads with shawls and blankets. They would run away from him. And they refused to listen to him. They would mock him, jeer at him. They would mock those group of believers who were with him. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made the dua, oh Allah, destroy them. So Allah Ta'ala destroyed them whilst he was alive, and he saw their destruction because they rejected him completely. 950 years he preached to them. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants rahmat to any nation, then Allah Ta'ala takes away the Nabi before most of the nation passes away. And Allah Ta'ala makes that Nabi a farat and salaf. Faratan is actually a person who, when you're going on a journey, then you send some scout in front, and that person then prepares things for you before you come there. So it is as though the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, out of his mercy, Allah Ta'ala shows us his mercy, Allah gives us hopes that our Nabi is gone in front before us, and Allah Ta'ala did not destroy this nation whilst the Nabi was alive, like how Allah Ta'ala destroyed the nations of the past. So again, this hadith gives us hope, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala did not destroy us like how he destroyed Qawmi Aad, Qawmi Thamud, the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, because they rejected outwardly, completely, the message that Nabi came with. They did not believe in the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not accept that particular Nabi as their Nabi. They did not follow his guidelines, and Allah Ta'ala then destroyed them. The next chapter is Babu Fadli Raja. This chapter is again on the virtue of hope. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is bringing so many chapters and hadith giving us hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Allahu ta'ala ikhbaran 'an al-'abdi as-salih. Allah Ta'ala mentioned the words of his righteous servant. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah, inna Allah basirun bil 'ibad. Fa waqahu Allahu sayyi'ati ma makaru. Allah Ta'ala mentions about this Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, ghaliban it was, who said wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah, that I pass on my affairs, I surrender my affairs, I make tafweez of my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is verily all watching regarding his servants. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Allah Ta'ala saved him, saved the Nabi from the evil plots that the people made against him. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال الله تعالى أنا عند ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه حيث يذكرني. Allah Ta'ala says, this hadith Qudsi, that I will deal with my servants according to the thoughts they have of me. So I treat my servant according to his expectations of me. وَأَنَا مَعَهُ حِينَ وَحَيْثُ يَذْكُرُنِي. Whenever he remembers me, Allah Ta'ala says, I will be with him. I will grant him my ma'iyat, the close bond and attachment. Wallahi, Allah Ta'ala then mentions, Rasulullah mentions, Wallahi, Allah's qasam, Allahu afrahu bi tawbati abdihi min ahadikum yajidu dhalatuhu bil falat. Allah becomes even more happy with the tawbah of his servant than one of you who finds his lost conveyance in a barren land, in a desert. Person lost his conveyance completely, loses all hope, it's impossible for him now to retrieve his transport, his camel, his horse, whatever means of conveyance he had, he loses all hope, and then when he finds it, the ecstasy he experiences, the joy, Allah Ta'ala becomes even more joyous than this person when he finds his camel or his conveyance. Allah Ta'ala becomes even more joyous than this person when you and I make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Allah becomes happy, pleased with us when we turn to him. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيْهِ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا. Allah Ta'ala says, that person who comes to me one small hand span, Allah Ta'ala says, then تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا, I come one whole arm's length. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا, you come one arm's length towards Allah in doing good deeds, in turning towards Allah in dua, in supplication, in having good thoughts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah ta'ala. Allah says, I come two arm lengths closer to him. So we make a little effort and Allah comes even more closer to us. Allah's mercies come closer to us. وَإِذَا أَقْبَلَ إِلَيَّ يَمْشِي. When Allah ta'ala says, when my banda comes, he proceeds towards me walking, أَقْبَلْتُ إِلَيْهِ أُهَرْوِلْ, I come rushing towards him. As we mentioned last night also in the majlis, that a little bit of effort, we take baby steps towards Allah, Allah comes running towards us. Allah ta'ala won't make us have to make such great effort then in our a'mal. Little bit of a'mal, a'mal is salihah with ikhlas, of course doing the faraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refraining from evil, and Allah ta'ala opens his floodgates of mercy, and Allah ta'ala gives us his bond and attachment. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.